All right, time now for more trivia on WCHL. And I'm so happy to be able to do this every day, Monday through Friday, with Freddie Kiker.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We do have fun. We're going on year 1-4.
1-4?
14. Are we going on 14th year coming up in November?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So what kind of anniversary are we going to have? A 14th anniversary. What should I get you?
I don't know.
Cheese straightener?
Fur-lined sink?
Fur-lined sink. I was just thinking that.
I don't
know. What does she want? A fur-lined sink.
In addition to a new car. I'll take the car. You keep the sink.
Well, cheese straightener.
Thanks. My cheese often needs straightening.
Hey, today, I think you'll like this one, because you usually like this particular category.
Okay.
Chapel Hill trivia.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah.
So, folks, for those of you who have been around Chapel Hill for a little while, it's going to be in your wheelhouse.
People tell me people tell me all the time about rock and roll trivia.
Yeah.
But once in a while, I have somebody mention to me something about one of these questions that you ask.
Oh, well, good.
Because it's educational.
Well,
you know?
Thank you.
They like knowing about, you know, where they live. And I sometimes hear these things for the first time, too. So, you know, it's always fun.
Well, thank you.
All right,
here we go. Edward Danziger, the Austrian who immigrated, I guess, to the United States in the 30s. He owned at least 5 restaurants after his 1939 arrival in town.
Uh-huh.
Name three of them. Yeah.
Okay, I think I can do that.
5 restaurants over the course of his incredible career here in Chapel Hill. I want to say that he passed in 1972, but
sounds about right.
Yeah, and he was the entrepreneur.
Yeah,
he whatever he touched was magic. Kind of like the Chapel Hill group today.
Yeah,
Spanky's, Squids, 411, Mez, and all those wonderful places.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good, clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiker, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were talking about the Danzigers here, and Mr. Danziger was the founder of several restaurants.
Yes, he was.
One of them was the Zoom Zoom.
One.
One was the Rat,
I
believe.
Rathskeller.
The Ranch House.
3, you got it, you win.
And then there were 2 others.
Old World Restaurant,
okay,
which originally was his candy shop.
I don't know that one.
And Villa Teo, which was which was his upper end, the high end restaurant.
Yeah.
So at least 5.
I used to go to the Rat all the time.
Oh, yeah. Phil Ford. Every time I'd get with Phil and I'd go to the Rat.
I used to go there for lunch with Doug Clark all the time.
Oh, man.
Also, the Zoom Zoom had these great, what is it, skirt steaks?
Yeah.
It was really good.
And they had used to have the first meal I ever had in town when I was a freshman in Chapel Hill.
Uh-huh.
Went to a spaghetti special night at the Zoom. You got endless spaghetti for like $1.29.
Yeah, yeah.
And a salad and tea.
I never went to the Ranch House that often.
No, I couldn't afford it.
But
Ranch House or Villa Teo?
Yeah. Yeah, I've only been to the Ranch House, I think, a couple of times. And I don't know when I ate at Villa Teo, if ever. But Zoom Zoom, I went there a lot. But the Rat, I went there all the time.
Well, for those of you who recall, the Ranch House would have been down as you're headed down MLK or Airport Road when you get back to Flyleaf, just off to the right.
Yeah.
And then
right there in that area.
Yeah, and the Zoom was right there at the corner of Franklin and Columbia, where there is a Mexican restaurant.
Well, it keeps changing.
It changed quite a bit. Right there on the corner in that area there where New York Pizza and that area is.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
Right up from Ben and Jerry's.
Rathskeller was down in Amber Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Villa Teo's on the way down Franklin Street. Mm-hmm. If you're headed down the hill to Corner Vestas and Franklin.
If you're headed east.
Yeah, east. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. That's a great
question. Well, you're welcome.
Great question,
Danzig was amazing. And the man only arrival, I mean, literally, it didn't arrive a whole lot.
Yeah.
He was Jewish, saw the signs of what was happening in Austria, his native country, got out, went to New York, became a very respected candy man there, and then was enticed by a UNC professor to come south.
Yeah, the Midas touch, too, because everything he touched.
And if you went to school in the 50s and early 60s, man, you took a date to Danziger's right there in the heart of Franklin Street.
Yeah, that's really good stuff, man.
Thanks.
That's a great question.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, we'll see you on Monday.
Right.